Are live. Yep, you guys noticed it. Michael's not here. Michael quit. He fucking quit. And you know what? I'm starting to think it's me. My little brother, not doing the pod with me anymore. Tib, not doing the pod with me anymore. Michael, not doing the pod. I think it's me. It's just me. It's not you, it's me. But we got Ryan here today. Thank you, brother. Because if I had to talk by myself, that'd be really hard. And I couldn't do it. So I appreciate you being here, man.
Better yet, I'm out of here, dude. I quit. No, I'm just playing. What's up, guys? Good to see you.
Good to be seen here.
Yeah.
I'm going to say what everyone's thinking. Chase DeMore versus Anthony Joshua on Netflix is the next event. It's got to be.
Chase DeMore versus AJ?
Yes.
Who wants to see that?
Everyone. I'm kidding. No, I'm serious. Did you watch Chase DeMore versus Andrew Tate?
Yeah, I watched it.
What'd you think?
Andrew looks slow.
You looked a little bit older.
He looked old. Could tell. Like, by that third round, he's huffing and puffing for
air. People do not realize how exhausting a fight is. Even just, like, the build-up to a fight, you can be in great shape. We saw it in Jake's fight, too. Jake was in good shape. Jake trained hard. It's like, dude, the build-up, the emotions. It's different when you're fighting. Like, I'll say it's different. Like, for Tate fighting that guy, it's like Tate wasn't scared of that fight. I don't think Andrew Tate was scared to fight Chase DeMore at all. I think that was literally being out the game for so long. I don't know how serious he took the fight. I had no insight on his camp at all.
Yeah, you don't know how hard they're training.
But I guarantee Jake trained hard as fuck. Mm-hmm. But the emotions and I'm speaking just about him fighting Anthony Joshua, not fighting like when he fought, you know, other people, more his weight or guys he knew he was going to beat. But the emotions having to build up to fight someone as scary as Anthony Joshua, like, you could tell, like, his legs looked heavy.
Yeah, and it was, like, in the ring, they looked insanely outmatched. Like, no, it's, like, outsized, I should say.
Yeah, and, I mean, skill level, Anthony Joshua just has more experience boxing. He just has he looked just way bigger, obviously. He had a little bit more skill than Jake, and it was just the fact that Jake took that fight, showed up, got in the ring.
Jake was shooting double legs, too.
Shooting double legs, nice duck ones. Ankle picks, duck unders. But, dude, God, people, I see so much people talking shit on the fight, which, dude, what the fuck did they expect? Like, Jake was hyping himself up, saying he's going to win. So, dude, that's self-belief. He needed that to go in. He needed that to get himself into the ring. You know what I'm saying? He just needed that.
What do you think about the sticking that's hung out?
Dude, he's a showman. This is a fucking YouTuber that switched to pro boxing.
Yep.
And he's fighting Anthony fucking Joshua. He made $90 million. $7.5 million per minute. Nate Diaz says, "That boy don't work hard enough." this girl in the UFC said, "Jake Paul shot more double legs in boxing match than I did in my UFC career." Ryan Garcia said, "He's a runner. He's a track star." Al Jermaine said, "This is a clown show." Josh Hammond said, "Dude, it's like, what did they expect? They expect him to go in there and look like a clean fucking Floyd versus Manny Pacquiao. Two of the, you know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck?
You see the aftermath, like his jaw and everything? Fuck.
Jake Paul's broken jaw. Jake has to get wired shut for 7 days or something like that.
Yeah, like titanium plates.
Tim had to do 7 weeks.
Yeah, Tim says that was the worst thing he's ever gone through.
7 weeks. Tim broke his jaw in Montana, tried to go to the hospital. Hospital said the surgeon's out of town. So now he has to, he fucking goes like a week without even getting surgery. At least Jake was able to probably get it like next day, that same day. But it's like all the people hating on Jake. It's crazy. Connor said Jake is stupid and will be altered permanently from this bout. I look at it, it's inspiring seeing what he does, because I know how much, like, he's putting in work. He's doing legitimate fight camps. He's doing sparring. He's doing rounds. He's eating. He's doing everything. And he's promoting the fight. Like, I know what it takes to just a fight, show up, be in camp. He's also playing promoter.
Yeah, yeah.
At a high level. Netflix, selling out stadiums, doing big fucking numbers, making crazy money. It's like, I look at that as, like, it's inspiring. And it's fucking cool to see someone be in a completely different career path, be very successful, switch and completely change their lives and say, "I want to be a pro boxer," and put in as much work as he do, as he's done. So I think it's fucking cool.
He got a ton of love online too from the fight community, from just the general fan base. It wasn't just, I feel like, you know, headlines say one thing. It's all usually negative.
For sure. Yeah.
But now most people I saw online were like,
damn, you got a nutsack.
Yeah, exactly.
Ryan Garcia said, I think Gervonta would have done him worse. That would have been interesting, dude. Because little fast fucking Gervonta, in and out, that, like, Gervonta's skill set, I believe, compared, if you're just talking skill for skill, Anthony Joshua, Gervonta, I feel like Gervonta's skill set, just being a littler person, littler guy, is way better. Skill, for boxing, pure boxing, I think it's better than Anthony Joshua. Like, just skill set, heavyweights are different. I don't know. I think it would have been interesting. It would have been fucking interesting. But that same punch that landed on Francis is the same punch that landed on Jake. How good of a chin does Jake have?
Bro, he just kept getting up. I was like, oh, boom. My God.
But right when he got hit, boom, just instantly kind of like.
But then that last one, he just just murdered him. Who do you think he goes against next?
Jake's definitely going to. We ain't going to see. I bet we see Jake in about 12 months, a year from now.
Obviously. Yeah, I would assume he's probably going to take some time off.
I don't think his stock dropped. I don't think his stock.
No, I don't think
lost
so.
Lost to Anthony Joshua. But Logan versus Anthony Joshua. I guess there's a little beef there. I bet Joshua, like, hell yeah, let's run it.
Yeah. He just gets two Paul wins.
Just two Paul wins. Yeah. How sweet. And I'm not, I've rewatched the walkout, the 6-9
that
walkout.
That was sick.
I've watched it like five times. That was my favorite part
of all time.
Favorite part of the thing. I texted him. I was in the hot tub last night. I was like, bro, we're going to get a boxing fight someday. I've felt this. It's like a feeling I've had for a long time. We're going to get a big boxing fight someday. Well, now I can't tell people. But I'd do it. Six has to walk me out. That was so.
That was fire. So
in Miami. Oh, my God, dude. That shit had me hyped up. People probably thought it was stupid as hell, but I thought
Trey
it was.
Way.
Oh, I tell him. Ilya Taporia. Ryan Garcia said, I would beat the shit out of him. Ilya Taporia. Dude, that would be a sick boxing match.
Just
that would be
competitive.
Boxing? I think that'd be very. Ilya's boxing is fucking elite.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fun. I would just get. I think Ryan would get knocked out.
You think Ryan would get knocked out?
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy too. I mean,
dude, I guess, that would be such a fucking badass boxing fight. God damn it. Why can't I wish we could see shit like that? I wish we could just like,
yeah. Who knows, dude? Maybe a couple years.
You really don't. You really never know. It's definitely possible. Me versus Gervonta, Ryan versus Ilya. That'd be so sick.
And then two winners.
The UFC wins, baby. Jake Paul sending a lawsuit to Deontay Wilder for saying their fight is going to be scripted.
Yeah, you talk about that a little bit. Just fucking how everyone says that is a big narrative right now still.
Yeah, that's all. The ending of the result, clearly, now you can't say it was scripted. He fucking broke his goddamn jaw. But people do think that. People definitely think that. I fucking can't stand when people ask me, what do you think? You think it's scripted? It's like, no, I don't think it's fucking scripted.
Tony Ferguson is back.
Tony
baby.
Ferguson's back. Tony He's the Misfits world back. Champion. Did you watch that?
Yes, he looked good. Dude, he's cracking, bro.
Dude, he looked fucking pretty sharp. He looked younger.
I mean, Tony's weird because sometimes he'll look old as fuck, and then the next fight he'll look like he like prime Tony again.
He fluctuates from 50 to 30.
Like, yeah, he'll that's so true.
But he looked good. Well, he was cracking. Landing some good shots and his cardio, and then at the decision he's just bouncing around like a.
It was a great
freak.
Day for Tony Ferguson fans, dude. I felt awesome.
It was
that day.
So sick.
Oh, speaking of Tony Ferguson, I mean not Tony Ferguson, but our buddy Anthony Pike fought BKFC.
Pike
tough.
Lost.
He lost, but that was a tough fight. That was his first BKFC fight, too. So.
Where was that at, Cali?
No, Connecticut.
Connecticut? Oh, yeah, Riggs was supposed to go. Missed a flight. Yep. Tim Bottom another flight. Missed that flight.
Yep.
Another boxing match. Tom Aspinall said he likes the idea of boxing Francis Ngannou. Dude, Francis Ngannou's career is, like, could have stayed in the UFC, wanted the big box fight, got the big box fight, goes the distance with Tyson Fury, makes a shit ton of money. Boxes Anthony Joshua, gets knocked out, probably makes a shit ton of money. Now he's in this weird spot where UFC doesn't want him back. PFL is really nothing for him. Boxing, it's like, I don't know who people are that interested in watching him box again. It's like,
does he even want to fight after all that money?
Have you seen him in person before, Francis?
Yeah, he's terrifying.
How much bigger is he?
He's fucking huge, bro.
Damn.
He's huge. I remember seeing him when I was on the Contender Series.
Was he a cool guy?
He kind of seems scary.
He's scary.
I can see that, yeah.
He's like fucking kind of scary.
I would probably just shut up if I saw him.
Yeah. Speaking of, no, sure, Conor McGregor got married. I thought this motherfucker had been married.
To D, his wife?
To his boo. Got married. God, I bet that was a lot of fun that night. I bet he had so much booger. that's triggering, but it's fun. I bet that's a good night. I bet that's a goddamn good night.
Congrats, Connor.
Congrats, Connor, brother.
He'll definitely hear this.
Oh, yeah, he's listening. Yeah. The video of Connor showing Mike Tyson how to box.
Yeah, that was so funny.
Khabib commented, "Show me how to wrestle." That's fucking funny. That one got me giggling. That one got me giggling. All right, what do we got here on the... Oh, did you see that new sport, Run It? How fucking dumb is that?
I haven't seen it. What is it?
They have two huge fucking guys. One is a football. One does it. They literally just run at each other. Boom. No pads, nothing. Just collide.
Who's running this? Who sanctioned this?
I don't fucking know. But it is the dumbest shit I've ever seen. It is as dumb as slap fighting.
They got pro Run It players?
Yes, probably. Oh, they're huge guys that run each other. Boom. Shoulders separate. Concussions. Knockout.
Just Oklahoma drill.
Yes, with no pads. It is fucking the dumbest
no
shit.
No pads?
Ever.
Yeah, no pads. No pads.
G just finished a 7-day fast.
Bro, really?
7 days. Last night at 11 p.m. 7-day fast. Finish it up.
Never want to do it again.
Saturday to Saturday.
Oh my god.
Did you train at all this week too?
I fucking just walked. Yeah. That was all I could do. My calves hurt all week. Oh my every goodness. Muscle in my body.
Do you feel
sore.
Better though?
Now what? I feel amazing, but I fucking fuel my body now.
Yeah. How much you lose? Did you check?
Yeah, I lost 14 pounds.
14 pounds. Damn. He did a 7-day fast last fight camp, too. I was in. He lost 15 pounds.
Wait, so what were your restrictions? Just water only?
Just water.
Did you put, like, any salt in the water?
I did, like, the whole electrolyte mix to make sure I was covered there.
Yeah, that's
but smart. Those are honestly disgusting to take.
Have you ever done one of those, Sean?
I did 3 days, but I did bone broth, which is way different, way easier.
Yeah, but still, I haven't done one.
It sounds terrifying. Like, I don't want to do it.
Zeke was saying he's going to do a 20-day fast. I'm like, bro.
He's done multiple sevens.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that.
I believe it.
We're 5 weeks out from the fight, baby. Let's go. Dude, I just have a whole new energy. Fucking just, I'm just excited. I'm very fucking excited about this fight. When Peter beat Rob, I got a whole new level of just like.
Yeah, it opened things up a lot.
Just a whole new fucking mental switch and just hung. Like, I'm going to go out there and beat Song. And me and Peter at the White House. Like, I just don't see any other. I don't see it. And I could be wrong. Just me just thinking out loud, man. It just makes sense. And people right now are like, you're coming off 2 losses. I don't want to see it. We don't want to see that fight. Tell me that January 25th. I have to put on a masterclass performance. It might be a 15-minute clinic. It might be a KO. But tell me that January 25th. I don't want to see Sean versus Peter.
Yeah.
I don't want to see. We want to see Rob versus Peter. We want to see Peter. Yeah, you ain't gonna want to see anyone else other than me versus Peter at the fucking White House. There's not gonna be. And if you don't want to see that, okay, I won't. I'll fight. I'll sit down. I'll just chill. I'll chill. If you guys don't want to see it, then I won't fight. But I think you're gonna want
to get back to us after January 25th.
Yeah, make your opinion after this fight. Tell me you guys don't want to see me and Peter run it back for the belt at the White House. Who else is gonna have that White House? Pajeda's not on the card. Ilya's not gonna be on the card. Connor, who knows? John Jones supposedly isn't gonna be on the card. Pajeda, I don't know if I said Pajeda. Pajeda's not. Who the fuck are they gonna have?
Michael Chandler.
But seriously, who the fuck else are they gonna have? Who does the Donald Trump want? Other than
he's been in most of your fucking belt fights.
He's
right?
been in a lot of the fights. But again, if you guys are like, nope, you only have one win, or you cannot fight for the title, I won't. I won't fight if you guys don't want me to. Not the people listening to the pod, because people listening to the pod are fans for the most part. But someone, we got to think of a good headline. People love picking up headlines when I say something super sarcastic, like I'm falling off, which wasn't sarcastic, was kind of serious. Got to think of something. Let me think. They're just going to headline it, take this, not post a clip, just clip it. I'll think of something.
Speaking of our brother, Schmitty won a pickleball tournament yesterday.
Bro. First Pickle Dojo tournament, 16-man bracket.
Forgot about that.
I will say, I wasn't in it, so it's like, how legitimate is it? Because I wasn't in it. I chose not to be in it. We're 5 weeks out from the fight. Every time I fucking play pickleball, I'm like, God, my back, I tweak my knee. Like, I play too crazy.
Yeah, so
I'm like,
too
I'm
into
not,
it. You're
I'm not
too
playing
into
pickleball
it.
Until the fight's over. So it's kind of like, it's like an intern. They're interim champs. Tim and Schmitty beat fucking who?
Art and
fucking Raul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That kid actually was pretty good.
That kid hits it hard.
His name wasn't Raul. I don't remember what it was. But
I don't know.
That kid was good.
Who was Raul?
But yeah, I think Art had a couple. I think Art was on some enhancements.
Yeah. Some PEDs.
He was on some enhancements.
He smashed into the fence to get a shot off.
Yes.
You see that?
He had some stuff running through his veins, I would say.
He was selling out. That's a team player.
He was trying to win.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting game. It was so fun to watch. All four courts were being played on. We had people on the stands, people in the bleachers.
You were reffing?
I was reffing. I was boom, 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 boom. I was fucking on, just watching. It was incredible. How does it feel to have a hot mom? I have that written down here. Is it weird, like, or is it just normal?
Because
a lot of your friends growing up, you say, hey, your mom's hot.
I wasn't the only one, though. A lot of my friends had hot moms, too.
Damn, so you're agreeing your mom's hot.
I'm not going to say my mom's ugly. I think that would be the worst thing to say. My mom is an attractive lady.
Clip it. No, she is beautiful. One time you sent me a picture. I thought it was your sissy. I was like, God damn, Mama Ryan.
Yeah. Love you, Mama.
Love you, Ma.
I'll see you next week, Ma.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm going back home to California for Christmas.
With your boo or no?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Round of applause. Mm-hmm. World Series of Poker Paradise. Dude, that was such a fun tournament to watch. I could have went and played, and it was in the Bahamas. $25,000 buy-in. I wanted to go. I got offered to go, but I was like, I'm going to be in fight camp. I couldn't go. So I watched it. It was a probably 6-day event. They're day 1 A, B, C, D, day 2, day 3, whatever.
Felt like the whole week.
God, it was fucking fun, dude. Poker's hard to watch live because it's like in between each hand. They have the time banks. It's like, you know you're going to fold. Just fucking fold. But, dude, I was hooked on that. I was loving it, watching it. 78-year-old JNT or whatever from France made it to the – dude, he played – I don't even know how many hours of poker that week. Made it to the final table, went back and forth with Binder. You know, I was thinking Grinder won, then Binder won. We need a Binder-Grinder face-off.
You can change your name to something that rhymes with that.
Mm-hmm. Sean Einder.
Yeah.
Sean Shinder. Ooh. But that was a fucking fun tournament to watch. 10 million up top, 6 million to second place.
Damn.
And yeah.
That is impressive billion how chips. Old he is.
78 years old.
Keep that focus that all focus. Week.
Super impressive. But a billion chips. Because you have as many chips as there is people that keep buying in, right? Because so they got up to a billion chips at one point. That was crazy.
It probably all started with like, I would guess 150 to 100,000.
Yeah, and it got up to a billion chips. That was crazy. Super swaggy. But that was really fun to watch. What else do I got right here? Officially 1 year. Dude, it's been pretty much 1 year today. Well, December 24th that I've been off social media. I've talked about it so many times. I keep bringing it up. But I just truly believe it's been life-changing. It's literally been a life-changing decision.
You don't ever miss like doom scrolling?
No, I never ever felt good doom scrolling. Never ever in my life felt got off and go, I felt good. I still will say, and I always say this, I still have YouTube, so I still watch YouTube videos.
You'd be on the shorts.
I have watched shorts, but I'm like, well, that's cheating. I can't. I get off the shorts, but I watch a lot of poker, it's different. I feel like it's different when I'm watching a YouTube video compared to like scrolling random shit.
If you turn your phone sideways like this, that's different than watching it like this.
Yeah, I'll watch like a lot of YouTube and sit down and watch YouTube. But dude, not seeing sexy girls pop up on my shit. I just don't have that discipline. I can't.
Just a devil go down a rabbit dancing hole. On your shoulder.
I just see a little fucking devil. I see a sexy girl. Then I'm like, ooh, I got this dog chained up inside me.
Oh, I know, buddy.
And I'm scared. He's in there. I'm terrified of it getting out someday. And I'm trying my best. And I'm doing my best. We're 1 year sober from the dog being out. But it feels good. I feel like my home life is way better. I'm way more at peace. Like if peace is zero, think of this. Okay. Peace is like zero.
Okay, we're getting deep.
Negative 10 is just absolutely fucking about ready to jump off cliff. 10 is a high that comes with external drugs, girls, clubs. 10, that's 10.
Like the fake which dopamine? Is
fun. Huh?
Like the fake dopamine? Like
yes. Which is, those moments are the best. As far as like, wow.
Clip it.
Yep. No, but those are the 10. 10's like up here. We've had a lot of 10 nights. But with those 10 nights come, you start getting down into the negative 2, negative 3, negative 4. Because you got to balance. Life's a balance. When you have those moments, you come down, you go up, you go down. I'm trying to sit around with 1 or 2. 0 is just absolute peace. 1 or 2 is like a little bit of happiness. But not too much because we come back down. So I'm sitting right. This whole year I've been sitting even, sitting good. Don't really have spikes. Don't really have anxiety. Don't really have depression. I have a lot of joy, which I think is different than happiness, with my family. You know, after like a joy, I would say is like after a hard training session where you're just really just like at peace. It's different than like going to the club and drinking with the boys. And
yeah.
So I think I've been this year has been the best year for me mentally, but I still have that little fucking devil on my shoulder. Like you can go out. You can go out for a night with the
fellas. Go to Old Town.
Nah, that would fuck me up. So I'm just riding that. Feel good. Life's good. 5 weeks out from the fight. Dude, 2026 is about to be the best year ever. 2020 was a great year. 2021 was great. Every year, it's been good the last 5-6 years, my career-wise. This year, next year, 2026, best year ever. Go out there, January, get a win. Get back in the win column. Get a finish. Beautiful fight.
Remind everyone why.
Remind the motherfuckers how good I am. Doing well is going to drop. Starting a business, this has taken pretty much a full year. I think Emron and I started about in January. I've wanted to create a business for a long time. I didn't realize how much it takes to actually start a legitimate business. And I would always talk to Emron. Emron's the one that created Sanable, CEO of Sanable, started business from nothing to a successful business. So he knew every time I'd bring it up, he'd be like, we're just not quite ready. We got to wait, blah, blah, blah. We got to wait for the right time. And we've had these conversations for, you know, since 2019, 2020, wanting to start something. He's like, we just got to make sure it's something you're passionate about, something like that you really want to do. It's not like, hey, I want to just make a lot of money. It's something I want to build and grow as a huge brand. And doing well is that thing. So we start, it's like crazy. You find a product you want. So you have to figure out, okay, who can make this product? You have to find manufacturers who can make this product. Okay, we find that. Now you got to, you know, make it to where it tastes good or it whether it's, you know, I don't know if you want me to say what it is yet. It's kind of getting out there, whatever. But you got to find, now you got to taste test. You got to figure out what you like, which takes a long time. They send you samples. It's like, hey, could you add a little bit of this? Can you take a little bit of this? You figure that out. Then you got to find people to, you figure out what kind of packaging. You got to find the logo. You got to figure out who can ship stuff. Who can store stuff. This has taken like a year-long process to figure out everything and get it dialed in, and hopefully hopefully we can drop it before my fight.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that ask me what it is, and I'd be like, bro, I know as much as you.
It's going to be good. I'm excited. But it's been a long process, and
I'm ready to get that tattoo for the sponsorship.
You get a doing well tat, I'll give you a little sponsorship. Bro,
dude, down the leg.
I'm getting a doing well tat, 100%. But this is my baby. Like, once you start becoming an influencer, having a social media, you start getting brand deals. They say, okay, here, I'll pay you this much to promote this. And then, you know, like you, it's different. Then you get to a certain point and you get a little bit of equity or you in businesses. And that feels more like, oh shit, this is like my brand. And now it's like, we don't have any investors. I'm putting all my money, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars into this. So if like it flops, like it flops on me, not like investors. Like this is my baby. So I'm very, very, very excited about that. Sign up on the wait list right now. There'll be a link, link doing well. So once it drops, you're the first to know about it. And I'm assuming it's going to, you know, we can only make so much right now because we don't know how it's going to do. But I'm assuming it's going to sell out. So if you're on the wait list, you'll be the first to know. And it's going to be fucking excited. And I am just absolutely so excited about
it. We are doing well.
We are doing very well. Me so ready for this fight, dude.
Me so ready to knock Song out.
Till you can't. Oh wait, you can. You can do. You can do that. You can.
What do you mean I can't do that?
I didn't know.
That's like me at the casino. Like bank a line, drag a line at the baccarat table.
You've been playing a lot of baccarat.
Yeah, me and David have been playing a lot of baccarat.
I'm gonna ChatGPT these fucking rules because I still don't really understand it. How do you spell baccarat? B-O-C.
B-A-C-C.
B-A-C-C.
Oh, I looked at Garrett to see how to spell it.
Looks like fucking bacon and carrot mixed. Clip it. Jokes. Baccarat, got it. That actually...
Closest to 9 wins, man.
Baccarat, easy plus fun. How I got it... Oh, no. I originally said... I asked ChatGPT about podcast topics today. I said, I don't have shit to talk about. Help me. And then I just typed in Baccarat and it said, got it. That actually works great for a pod. Let's read what ChatGPT said about my fucking.
Wait, let me say what it is first, and then see what ChatGPT talking about. Baccarat is a card game, and you got to get closest to 9 wins. Okay, so
how many decks? So, 1 deck, 2 decks, 3 decks. Because in 21, they'd play with fucking 4 decks, and you can't.
It's just one,
for sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. No, actually, I'm not sure. Okay. Well, anyways, closest to 9 wins, you get dealt 2 cards. You basically have to bet player or banker, which is red or blue.
Okay.
Okay, each side gets dealt 2 cards. Say you get dealt a queen and like a 6. It's a single denomination. So a queen would be 0 in this sense.
All face cards are 0?
All face cards are 0.
And what about ace? 1?
That's a 1.
Okay.
And then you get a 6. So your single denomination is 6. And then they say the other side gets like a 5 and a 7. So you add those up. Single denomination is... It's a 12, so single denomination is 2, so you have a 2.
Okay.
And then you get dealt a 3rd card depending on what the either side has, and then it's the closest to 9 wins, pretty much. You have no, like, you can't say hit, nothing, like, it's already determined, like, in the shoot.
So most casinos use 8 decks. That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy, but, yeah.
Because you can't all your in that sense.
No, you can't. All your betting is red or blue. It's supposed to be the...
So it's very, very luck, or is there skill?
People say there's skill and there's like pattern based and stuff like that, but if you think about it too hard, then you're just gonna be sitting there thinking about it too hard.
God, that's why I hate blackjack. I mean, there's definitely skill involved. Like, I guess if you're like, no, I don't hit on 17, I don't hit whatever. But poker, dude.
Poker's fun, but it's just so slow sometimes.
I love the slowness.
It's slow until it's not, though. Yeah. That's where it's fun. Oh, until you have pocket sixes.
You can triple up 3 hands and get the fuck out of there, bro.
That's anyway,
but then you never triple up and you never get the fuck out of there.
Or you triple down.
Yeah.
Instant podcast topics. What I'd do differently if I started fighting career, business mistakes, stuff you thought mattered that didn't. Fans love hindsight from someone who actually has made it. I'll stop it saying I made it. That's very kind. Very kind. Instant. What I'd do differently if I started. I don't know, but I will say when I first moved down here when I was 18, 19 years old, It wasn't like, okay, it's Friday, I'm going to go out. Saturday, I'm going to go out. There was none of that for fucking 4, 5, 6 years. No, wait. 8. So I moved down here. It was like 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Probably 4. I didn't do anything.
But you're just at the house smoking, though?
I would smoke, but I literally would only – when I first, because I didn't start smoking until I was 19. Until I moved down here and Tim forced me. to start smoking. So I would literally take a bong rip at night, one bong rip, and I'd just go bonk, lights out, like just absolutely full on.
Tweaking in Mariah and Tim's room.
Oh, yeah.
laying on the ground.
But I would, dude, I was in the gym in the morning, go home, take a nap, jack off. And then I'd go back to the gym at night. There was 2 days every day. My life revolved around fucking fighting.
Were you working? Was that when you worked?
I was able to, I had a couple, dude, our life was different back then. It was $660 for a shitty 2-bedroom apartment. So I paid $330.
I'd pay that any day.
Plus bills. Like I was paying $600-$700 max a month, like with groceries and stuff. And I had a couple sponsors back home in Montana that would help me get by. But I wasn't spending anything. I wasn't buying shit. I didn't need shit. I was training full time. And that's what it takes to, like, if people want to move down and train. It's like you got to just train. Not, I mean, going out's not only gonna make, if it's not helping you, it's gonna be hurting you.
Yeah,
that's something I remember reading that too at one point. I'm like, if it's not helping your career, it's hurting your career. One or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I agree. I was able to live that, and that's why I was able to get to where I was at and put in the serious work. Fight camp reality versus internet fantasy. What people think camp is versus reality. Worst part of camp. Nobody talks about how your body actually feels day to day.
That's actually a good question, ChatGPT.
ChatGPT's on fire. Dude, camp is just basically you're sore, something's tweaked, you're pretty sore for the first, few weeks, 3-4 weeks. Then your body starts really adapting and getting in really good shape and you start recovering really fast. So I'm just eating good, sleeping good right now. My body, like I'll train really hard, I'll be sore, sleep, and I'll be like, I feel pretty fucking good. So my body's definitely in shape, recovering fast as hell. Money and fighting. No numbers, just truth. What fighters misunderstand about money. Lifestyle inflation. Why some rich fighters still feel broke.
What's crazy about you, I watched this clip that popped up in my feed where it was a podcast of these people talking about you. And they were saying how you were the only fighter that early on had material success. And like you grew that through social media. I was talking about your social media fame and how you grew that through sponsorships and whatnot.
Yeah.
And merch. Well,
you capitalized. Bro, so I had
I bought a Lamborghini when I wasn't even in the top 10.
Yeah, unranked, right?
Yeah, I was unranked. I think at that point I might have been 11 unranked. Or 12. But I didn't buy a Lamborghini because I was making money in the UFC. Like I was making money outside of, I was making at that time probably twice as much money on social media than I was making in the UFC. But I was the OG YouTuber too, in as True. Far as MMA content. Like I think I was before Chael, before Bisbing, before Demetrius, before all these guys. I would set up my own camera just like this, put an SD card in there or whatever, click play, run around, sit on my chair, my king chair, and then talk about fights. Like I was the OG of doing that. And I wasn't even really making money off YouTube. I wasn't making money doing that. I was making, like, all the money I was making on social media was from Instagram sponsorships. But I was still building my brand on YouTube, building just, like, it all is one. Like, social media all in one. I was definitely doing that.
Where do you think that one singular focus towards being able to, like, save and actually use your money effectively came from? Was it, like...
Mom is sick with money. She is, like, takes it too far to, like, not spending money, like don't spend money. And I had that, but I also was like trying to, I saved my money very well. I didn't just buy random shit. I bought a Lamborghini, I didn't have like $200,000 in my account, like I'm gonna buy a Lamborghini. Like I made sure, you know, I had two houses at the time. I had a savings, I had an investment, I had retirement. Like I had money other places to where I was like, okay, I can afford to do this. I was very smart with my money. I don't know. That definitely came from my mom being crazy with money. And
you feel like you listened, just really like took after her? Or was it you personally? Because you're in those situations where, hey, I want to buy this small thing here, there, whatever.
Dude, my mom and dad, all I remember them is fighting about money all the time. Damn. So mine was like a bad way. It was a good and bad. It was a blessing and a curse. Because it was like, my sister and brother still deal with it. Like they won't. Like, I remember my sister being like, I really want to come over and see you guys, but it's like, gas is expensive. Like, you drive a Prius. It would cost, $1.25 to drive here. Like, if you do the math, like, you can come over. But she wouldn't, because, like, that really affected all of the kids, my mom and dad fighting about money. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's money disorders. Like, it gets bad. And I was, like, in that, but I was able to kind of break free because I had extra money. So I was like, okay, I can buy this, spend money, but... It was a blessing and a curse with how my mom and dad were with money. But I was able to kind of break out of that just because I made so much that I was able to, I had a more sense of freedom with it.
What would you give some of the young bucks out there, especially like the young fighters and stuff? Like I'm a good money rule. I know you had one before. I heard it was like the $2,000 rule. You can explain that
one. When I first moved down, I literally paid off my car because I worked full time. Paid off my car, saved $2,000, packed my car, drove down here. And I just, if I got to like $1,000 in my account, I felt so broke and I like had to hustle and figure out how to reach out to sponsors or sell merch or, I was selling a little marijuana at the time. But it's a couple bucks, man. A couple hundred bucks a month. What up? But, come here, baby. And we made it. This one said, social media is a cheat code if you don't let it control you. Posting when you feel like it. Hate comments versus fuel. How content actually helps leverage great. That didn't even make sense, chat. You want to come sit with me, baby?
Hell no.
That's my daughter. Mm-hmm. Tim's mom's in town. Round of applause for Margie. It's her day of birth. Oh, sorry, Margie. We're live on YouTube. Speaking of hot moms. training stuff you've completely changed your mind on. Cardio methods, strength or skill, recovery tools that actually work for BS people or people love that I was wrong. Cardio methods. Until you've been in a fight, you don't realize how exhausting fights are. And then when you go through that, you can... It's important to remember that feeling of in the second round, third round, how high your heart rate is, how your muscles feel, to bring that into training and try to get to that point and push that point while staying mentally focused still. And It's like you see it even with like the Andrew Tate. I don't know how. I don't remember. Like he just didn't seem like he was. He seemed like he was starting to fatigue pretty early on. First round, second round, you kind of already start seeing it. But you got to push your cardio. Cardio's king. If you're, it doesn't matter how good your skills are. If you're absolutely gassed out, cardio is gonna. Like Chase DeMore beat Andrew Tate because his cardio was better. Like,
yeah,
but like that's what it was. If Jake was in even better shape, he might have been able to last those two few rounds. You could tell like, he started getting real tired. His legs got really heavy. So cardio is king. Fucking push yourself. Push yourself.
I wonder how much because he smokes a lot of cigars. Like pretty much every day, he looks like he smokes a cigar. Yeah, that's so a good point. I wonder if that had just coated
all his coated the old lungs. Yeah. Don't smoke cigars. Don't smoke cigarettes. And honestly, I take a break.
Oh, Top G?
Yeah.
Top G.
I took a break leading up to fights. I'll smoke my vaporizer a little bit here and there, but I do not smoke joints anymore. I don't smoke bongs anymore. I used to rip the bong a lot. You used to smoke out of the pipes. You used to smoke joints. I don't do any of that anymore at all.
Dr. Dabber.
I used to rip the dabby. Business ideas fighters should be doing, but aren't brands, real estate content. We kind of went over that. What winning actually fixes? What winning actually fixes? Happiness, confidence, stress.
Absolutely nothing.
I will say, here's my clicky. I think so. I will say after losing, I just haven't felt the same. I just feel very worthless and I just feel like I'm nothing. And I just have no confidence anymore in my ability. Is that good? That's going to be a good one. They're going to clip it. They're going to clip it.
Should I just clip that for us?
No, let them clip it. Did you see? I forget. Did you tell me? Someone told me that Marab posted that his forearm was fucked up from our fight. Who's told me that?
I know. Sorry, are you talking about the elbows in the Peter fight?
No.
No, I have no idea.
Someone told me that Marab said his fucking forearm was.
Must have been dreaming, champ.
Hey! Maybe it wasn't. Yep, maybe not. Bro, when you throw hard teeps and people and it lands on people's forearms right here, it fucks their shit up 100%. Yep, well, never mind, fuck me.
I got my brown belt, guys. Thanks.
Oh, shit, let's go, baby.
Let's go, congrats.
Promotions, got his brown
Shug,
belt.
Me and Shug the same we level the same, now.
Baby, we brown belts.
Tim actually promoted, like, a lot of brown belts. Sick. So
Bebo, Alex.
He's almost got a bunch of black belts. Yeah, a couple more years.
That's sick. You had your matches last weekend. You won two.
Yeah, I won two and then
that's
lost.
That's a big that's fucking
I lost I mean, my points my third match. Yeah.
Dude, winning two matches still at this level is fucking not easy by any means. Like to go out there and win both or back to back matches, then you have your third. And your third you got swept.
Yeah, I lost 2-0.
2-0. It's like fuck, it's okay.
It's all good. I'll get those. How'd you feel though,
cardio wise?
I felt good, bro. I felt good. I mean,
how long in between match one, two, and three? Like,
so you weigh in to get into the bullpen, and then
you have to weigh in. You just go right into the bullpen.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So that's why I don't really cut for those jiu-jitsu tournaments. So you weigh in to get into the bullpen, and then you wait like maybe 10 minutes. And once you and your opponent are in there, they'll start saying like, "Okay,
how close are you guys standing?"
Like 5-6 feet away from each other. I don't have my glasses on, so I'm like, maybe.
Yeah, which one is your motherfuckers? I'm off. Yeah. No, you wouldn't. Anyway.
Well, yeah, but then probably about 10 minutes in between each match.
10 minutes? Damn, your arms are pumping or not too bad?
First and second match, not too bad. After my second match, a little bit because it took a little bit longer to sub them. But my third match, I felt fine. That kid was strong as shit. Felt like a mini tank on top of me.
Really?
Just like hunkered down really well.
Dude, I hate that feeling. It's like,
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing. I was on bottom.
I did a jiu-jitsu tournament once, and I fucking... The first match, I think I won.
Bro, no shit. Me and Gio were watching your guillotine, Fight Pass guillotine.
Ooh.
The morning of, just getting hyped, dude. Yeah.
Marcelo Garcia.
Yeah, Marcelo Garcia highlight right into Sugar Sean.
Hey, both of us, dude. Legends. Dude, I held the darce for 5 minutes once in my arms. This black belt, I did a jiu-jitsu tournament like a couple years ago.
That's fire.
But my fucking forearms were in so much pain after. And then I had this Danaher guy who just came out, pulled guard, heel hooked me in like 30 seconds.
That's fire.
And then I had to go against him again because of the fucking whatever. Yeah. And he did the same thing again. I was like, I don't even want to, what are we doing here?
You were against a black belt in that tournament?
It was just no-gi. Oh, okay. So it was like whatever weight.
12 to 6 elbow.
Oh, dude, I would have. But yeah, so but you felt good. Felt good. When's the next one?
I'll probably chill until March. There's a ADCC Phoenix is coming to in March, and then
let's go.
Trials would be the next week, the next month after that in Pomona.
It's fun when the boys are training for like a, for a tournament. Yeah. Different energy. Boys are in camp. You know, fucking hitting your workouts with the solo, grinded. It's good. It's good energy when the, when people are in camp and have shit coming up. It's good. Feels good. I got a fight coming up.
I heard about that.
Song Yidong.
I heard about that.
How tall is Song Yidong? 5'8", 5'7"?
Yeah.
He looked a lot shorter than you.
Well, 6'2". what do we got going on today? It's Sunday. Well, it's Monday if you're listening to this. It's the holidays.
Merry Christmas week, guys.
Yep. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I want to train in the gi more again. I think I'm going to compete in the gi sometime this year. So
the gi, dude, I feel
like I just want to be better at jiu-jitsu, so I feel like I need to be doing more jiu-jitsu, not just no-gi and stuff. So
no-gi is a lot more scrambly kind of, where gi, I feel, forces more like jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
You agree?
I agree. And then I think I'm going to start striking more.
Really? That's what I'm talking about. I need a I need a fucking
I know.
Filipino.
I know.
To train with. Just in case I fight a Filipino someday. I'll, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, dude, I'm down to get in the gi a little bit. I'd put the gi on.
You say that.
I'm dead now, ass. I'll put it on. I don't know if I'll train, but I'll put it on. I'll drill. Dude, I haven't worn a gi in so long. I feel like a fucking fraud putting my brown belt on. I'm like, like, no gi, I feel like fucking, I can compete at a high level. But in a gi, I'm just like, holy fuck, dude. That is a whole
that's how I feel
game.
Turning on, too. Especially if I go against, like, a brown belt that strictly does gi. Like, I'll feel, like, lost for a little bit.
Like Johnny, square boy.
Not Johnny. Sorry, Johnny.
You feel fine in the gi? Yeah. He's getting fucking good. He'll probably be, I mean, he'll probably be one of the first black belts.
Yeah, you, him.
Shit, I need to fucking get
Art,
shit,
Johnny, Josh, JX, probably be the first black belts.
Play pickleball! That's all I want to do. Is that bad? I want to play pickleball, poker, and then train sometimes. Is that bad? Is that bad? Is that bad?
There's not a headline.
Is that not what we do?
That's literally what
you do. That's literally what I do. I'm sorry. Let's see if any of my prize picks are hitting. Dude, I absolutely made a fucking D-gen five leg. Oh, shit, did I not put that one in?
Dude, I tailed you one time and lost.
You fucking idiot. Why'd you pick that one?
Yeah, I know. And then all the other ones you post, you're just smacking.
Dude, I've been smacking. I want to find this five one I did the other day. And it was funny because, okay, it was Matthew Stafford, more pass yards. Nakua, more receiving yards. Cooper Kupp, more receiving yards. Kyron Williams, more rush yards. Harrison Meavis, more field goals. He had three. And it was end of the third quarter. Four of them were hit. The only one that hadn't been hit is Cooper Kupp, more than 31 receiving yards. And I had sparring the next day. So I was like, I was like, okay, I need to shut my mind off. I need to go to bed. It was a World Series heads up match too. And I really wanted to watch it. But I'm like, I just need to, you know, I need to quiet my brain. I need to, you know, sleep good. I got sparring tomorrow. So I turned my phone off and I didn't look at my phone until after sparring. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I hope it hit. And it smacked 1K for 12.5. And I also had I had another one, Matthew Stafford and Sam Darnold, both quarterbacks for more pass yards. That one also hit for 4,100. So yes, last what day was that? That was Thursday night. Or no, yeah, Thursday night. That was fire.
There was football yesterday.
College football?
No, I'm pretty sure.
Oh yeah, there was. There was NFL. Yeah. They got some games on Netflix coming Christmas Day. What do you got? You got any Christmas plans?
We're going back to California for like a few days.
Yeah, but what day?
Tomorrow, Monday.
Oh, okay. So
Monday to Friday or something.
What do you got? Any fun plans there? You guys get some vibe.
I just want to see my mom, my dad.
What about you, Shane?
Yeah. What are you doing? What'd you get your son?
I literally haven't got. Alana, I haven't got anyone anything this Christmas. Really, I haven't. I've just been so focused on myself.
Mm-hmm. You got three packages on the way, all for yourself.
Yeah, I got
high stakes poker.
I got a couple. I've been playing too much poker. No Christmas. What is it? A couple Thursday. When I'm in fight camp, it's hard. Don't even think about holidays or
it is hard.
Like, I can't eat anything crazy. I can't. I mean, like, I still got to train Thursday. I can't take fucking Thursday off because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jesus. Like, I know I'm supposed to, but you know, maybe I will.
Nah.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll take Christmas off. Maybe I'll take Christmas and Thanksgiving off. No, we are going out for Thanksgiving, though. One last hoorah.
Thanksgiving?
What you doing?
I mean, New Year's Eve. New Year's. Yeah, next Thanksgiving. You'll be lit! No, I'm kidding. God.
We're going out for New Year's. I'm down.
Does it look like I have a condom on my head or no?
I can't wear beanies because it always looks like I have a condom on my head, but you'd be looking swagged out.
I'll have a, yeah, Rubby.
You'd be looking swagged out.
A little Rubby W on my Dobby Dobby.
No, wait. What'd Elena get?
Dude, I'm not kidding. I haven't got
Lamborghini.
Bro, they have, dude, our house is almost built. We were upstairs yesterday, the carpet. Oh, dude, it's fucking. I cannot wait to move in. I cannot wait to be closer to Tim and Mariah.
Yeah, isn't it? How do you feel about your view just being in their house?
I love it. I love it. I have binoculars upstairs that look right in there.
That's your guys' dream, right?
Dude, it's crazy. Yeah, I can't. Yeah, we're going to do it. We'll do a sweet little house tour. When it's done, it should. God, it's just like this, and then it needs to be this, and they didn't send enough carpet, so now we have to wait for the carpet. The paint's taking longer, and I just want to move in, man. I feel like I'll truly be happy once I'm in there.
Well, it's probably good though if I can't, that you're not like having to think about wanting to move in.
Oh no, I'm definitely just hell thinking about it.
Really?
No, but it's like 500 feet from my house I'm in right now, so it's not true. Like. True. Oh, you want to hit?
No.
Just smell it. Makes you feel good. Big whiff. Yeah. Yeah.
Like Theo and Joe.
Yeah, they smell salt. Joe has an interesting guy on his pod right now that I was listening to about this guy really believes in time travel. Aliens are just us in the future. Some of the aliens, there's multiple aliens, but some of the aliens are just us in the future coming back, trying to get our sperm.
Yeah, I saw that Bonnie Blue is literally an alien from the future just trying to get everybody's sperm. That's why she slept with like hella dudes.
Damn, I could see that. I watched a couple interviews.
What do you think about that, Garrett?
Bonnie Blue or aliens?
Bonnie Blue being an alien.
Being an alien collecting sperm.
Yeah. She's just getting mad nuts so she can bring it back to her leader.
Bro, I don't understand. She does these bang things where she, random guys come. Does she not care if they're tested or they just wear little rubbers and just hopes for the best?
That's a great question.
I'm not very knowledgeable on her
application
form. But I heard about that. The conspiracies. You were talking about the conspiracy about sperm, dude.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I don't know. Would you ever line up in that line? 1,000 dudes?
Dude, me at 18? Probably would have.
You and Tim vlogging it.
Yeah. All right, guys. We're here with Bonnie Blue. Let me suck them tits. Dude, that's so fucking disgusting. That's so gross.
So, you know what's funny? They were like, she was on some pod clip I saw where it was like talking about, now obviously not all girls are going around fucking 1,000 dudes, mm-hmm. but there's a lot of girls fucking a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
And that they act like this angel.
Yes, there's whores that act like angels.
Yeah, but they act, and then they say their body count's 7.
Yes,
and they have 700.
Yeah.
But then Bonnie Blue is like the only girl that's willing to say it. Yeah, that she's a whore.
She's
making money off it too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I mean, I guess
didn't she just get arrested in Bali or some shit?
Probably.
She got arrested, but I've watched some interviews where they're like, they're very mean, and she handles it well. She handles it very well, and but still she's like, yeah, my dad's proud of me and I want to have kids. My kids will be proud of me. I was like,
oh God,
that's interesting.
Yeah, she could be an alien. It's definitely.
Yeah. That's an alien talk.
Definitely possible.
Just sucking up our sperm.
Ooh.
You want kids someday, man?
Yeah, I do.
How many, man?
If I could have twins first go, that'd be sick.
I mean, I don't feel like we're far off from genetically engineering that.
I got twins on my side of the family, and Wiley got twins on her side
shit.
Of the family. So it could work.
Fuck.
It could
work. One's just white, one's fucking Filipino. That would be sick. Yeah.
One's Asian with blonde hair, one's white with black hair.
Can that happen? They mix, like...
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Sperm in a cup and just mix it up and then shove it in. That's pretty cool. What do you got going on the rest of the day? It's about noon o'clock here in Phoenix, beautiful Peoria, Arizona.
I don't know. I was thinking about maybe doing open mat. You going to do open mat?
Sick. But you have your gi?
Hell no.
I was going to say, let's flow a little bit, dude. I have my gi. Hasn't left in like 6 years.
Or right, let's go play pickleball. Either one.
No, I retired from pickleball. I can't do that shit no more.
You're really done till after the fight?
Yeah, I can't play pickleball. Dude, I'm not risking no injuries. I got to fucking go out there and take care of Song Yidong.
Well, dude, don't play like how you usually play.
It's hard for me. I just competitive. I don't like losing. I could play like
play super. Like how I play. I play.
You suck.
I don't suck. I just don't take it like it's the goddamn Super Bowl every single time.
And that's why you suck. That's why you lose every game.
That's why you get hurt every game. You that's Super true, Bowl every fucking game.
What if that was my laugh? But what else we got going on the agenda? Tomorrow's Monday. I'm gonna be training. Are you gonna train Monday?
Yeah, I'll be here.
We'll probably do. Tim will probably have us do some shit. Does Song speak English?
I don't think very little. Guys, who said that?
Clip that.
Does he? You said you watched him do Helen.
Yes, but he spoke like said a little bit, not a lot.
Okay.
He's able to like respond to answers.
I think he can understand more than he can speak.
I want
to
ask him, like, do you know your name Song Yadong? I just want to know. I was like,
he understood what you were saying to him.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
He said
he
that?
I think he heard you say nervous and knew what that meant. Right? He said something about being nervous.
Are you excited?
We're excited.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, he heard that
he
part.
Said UFC.
He said UFC. No, you will see. Yeah. UFC.
He's a UFC.
I like Saul. He's a nice guy. I think. I never met him. Other than that, it's a beautiful day out. Probably get some sun. Shine the old hole. Play some ACR. Oops.
Dude, I love AZ this time of the year, bro. Back home, like when I go back to California, it's not like SoCal where it's always super nice or whatever. Like it's just going to be shitty and foggy and like cold.
Like
when
depressing?
I get back. Kind of, yeah.
Ooh.
Bro, AZ right now.
Are you guys driving or flying?
No, I would never drive. It's like 15-hour drive, so I'm flying.
Holy fuck, California?
To where I'm at, California.
Up north?
Yep.
What the fuck? I didn't know that was possible.
Yeah, the only time I drove it was
15
when
hours?
Yeah, it's when we moved.
It's like 7 or 8 to fucking LA.
It's like 6.
Is it?
I don't know.
I thought it was longer.
I'm guessing 6. What are you guessing?
7.
I said 7, 8.
And then another 7 back up to
6,
state.
6, 7.
LA Fitness is only 17 minutes. 5.
5 hours?
Yeah, 5 hours, damn. 18 minutes.
It's not bad.
Me and Tim drove there to go when we went on Rogan for the first time.
Oh, yeah, you got to get that shitty Airbnb.
Yep, I got that story. Shitty Airbnb. First time I was going on Rogan, I was like, okay, we submit the address so I can get an Airbnb. And I got an Airbnb 5 minutes away. It ended up being some shit-ass fucking like apartment, one bed. Just like, it was horrible. It was fucking horrible. But, hey.
I remember you were pretty nervous on that first one.
Oh, huh? Hell yeah.
Fucking I would every be time I go so on Rogan, nervous if I was on that.
Are you guys high?
And then, dude, the first time I was so high, and he's talking about a fucking tsunami in a tunnel, and I was like, dude, I don't remember. That was fucking so high.
Bro, because, like, that one's, it's like 2-3 hours, or at least an hour and a half, and there's no cuts.
I think
cuts.
All of ours were 3.
Like, no edits. You say something, like, you don't know what I'm supposed to say, you're fucked. Like,
no, I did say one thing one time, and I asked Jamie to edit it, and they did. Shout out, Jamie.
Oh, really? Yeah. You just just ruined my whole perception of their podcast.
But it was just, they Jamie said, hey, we don't usually, let me ask Joe.
Yeah.
And he cut it for me. It was just like some sponsorship shit I should have said about someone else. But
yeah, I wonder if like press conference will be sick with Song because I wonder what he's going to say.
I'll just fucking speak Chinese.
Yeah, let's learn some Mandarin. Does he speak Mandarin or is he just...
Should I bring him a Mandarin orange? For a peace offering.
And then squeeze it.
But all right, that's it. Thank you guys tuning in. Dude, we're almost at 1 million subscribers, man. We're almost there. So if you guys aren't subscribed, just fucking click the little button because it's fucking free. Why wouldn't you?
Turn on post notifications while you're on.
Holy shit.
There you go.
You got a YouTube channel?
Hell no.
You need one, man. Filipino. Boy. He's sick. That's all right, we're out. Deuces, what? Anything else?
Have a good week, guys.
Have a good week. Let's fucking get better today.
Merry Christmas.
Arigato.